China's purchase of U.S. soybeans is less than the trade expected last week, but there is potential for more purchases. And if there are more, NDSU Extension Crops economist Frayne Olson explains, they could be in little nibbles so the market price doesn't get too crazy. And farmers should be preparing for this in their marketing plan.
I mean, you can't influence what the Chinese decide to do, but you can influence at what price do you sell, and how do I respond, or how do I adjust to this new environment?
More details are being unveiled from the agreement made at the G20 summit meeting earlier this month. There is a 90-day window to work on trade talks between the U.S. and China ending March 1st, 2019. Olson doesn't think there'll be a formal trade agreement by then, but a format on how to proceed. And there are more unknowns.
So it's still unclear whether China will remove the tariffs on U.S. soybeans and soybean imports and other agricultural products as part of the G20 summit. It doesn't look like they went that far. All they said was, yeah, we're going to start buying more stuff. They said nothing about the tariffs. So tariffs are still on. My next question, this is one that the trade is really concerned about. This is one the market analysts and traders are really concerned about. It's, okay, so it won't be much longer and the Brazilian crop is going to start to be harvested. What happens and what is China's buying habits going to be once the Brazilian soybeans become available?
And despite these unknowns, Olson says he's long-term bullish on agriculture.
5, maybe 6 years from now, we are going to be better and stronger and in a much better position. Unfortunately, the road to get from where we are right now to that point is going to be a really bumpy road. There's going to be a lot of adjustments and changes going on. So strap in, get ready. We're going to have some bumps. We just got to get through this storm right now.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.